Cowboys off-season priorities. The Cowboys talk never stops.
No, it doesn't.
DFW.
No, I think the off-season priorities, it's very different. It's a very different feel from years past because I think this is a year that going in, you really feel like you're knocking on the door. So you don't, I think there's more of you want to keep things the same and add a few kinks here and there than you want a complete overhaul. And I think right now, if you think about as far as signing guys goes, you're more concerned with re-signing DeMarcus Lawrence. What are you going to do with Dak? Re-signing Amari Cooper. You know, those kind of things.
Well, extending Cooper,
yes.
You mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got guys like him, the Zeke Elliott situation. Although I think that one, you know, he's got two more years if they take the fifth-year option, obviously. I think priority one is obvious. Obviously, extending D-Law long-term has to be priority number one. But I think that speaks for itself. I would say my overwhelming thought is, and I don't disagree with you, they got to keep, you know, make sure they got some of these guys a long term. Obviously, you don't trade for Cooper and only have him for a year and a half. They got to, you know, I don't know if you extend him now or after next season or during the season, but they'll have to address that at some point. But I look at 2016 and what they did, and I think massive failure because they had the unbelievable 13-3 regular season, came up just short in the playoffs, and they sat back. And if anything, they let guys go and didn't properly replace them. You know, they let their entire secondary go. Barry Church, Mo Claiborne, and who's the other corner?
J.J. Wilcox and
Wilcox and
Carr.
Brandon Carr, thank you. And, yeah, I know they've drafted guys and, you know, have replaced them and are probably better off now. But I look at what they did then, and I look at what the Rams did before this year, and I think, okay, the Rams were coming off of a similar type of season. You got this young coach, this young quarterback, this explosive offense, and they went out and they got aggressive. They brought in guys. They traded for Brandon Cooks. They got Aqib Talib in there and Ndamukong Suh. They got all the – look, the Cowboys can't get – all those type of guys. I understand that, but
Cowboys don't have a beach.
You can't, especially with not having a first round pick, you can't just purely, you know, re-sign guys and build through the draft. It has to be a combination of both. And I'm not saying go get a $15 million wide receiver, but go get another weapon. Go get a legitimate different type of running back that poses some level of threat when Ezekiel Elliott checks out of the game, or that can play alongside Ezekiel Elliott. Don't rest on your laurels and go to war with the same exact guys that you have. Look to improve via free agency, and they finally got some money to do that now.
Yeah, and they do have money. That's true, but
it's a little misleading.
Yeah,
I know they got things coming up, but mm-hmm. They've probably got 10 to 15 million of the real 50 million. Available. I'll call it $15 million that they can get creative with, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be somewhat aggressive there.
Right, and I mean, let's look at this with each side of the ball. First, on offense, I think at wide receiver, you don't need to be going and doing anything crazy. I mean, you have Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup. If you can get Cole back, that's fine. If you can't get him back, just go get someone in the draft.
I would love to see what Golden Tate's market is. He made $6.2 million last year. He's a free agent. He's north of 30. If he's in, if he's $7 million or less, I think that's a guy. You put him in the slot with Cooper on the outside and Gallup developing at the other outside spot, all of a sudden, you've got one of the better receiving cores in the NFL at that point. I think that's a guy at least worth sitting down with, you know. Outside of that, I'm with you. If you bring back Beasley, I'm cool with that. You know, Adam Humphries is available. He's a solid slot guy. Plug and play there. I'm with you. You know, got, you know, Cedric Wilson. Does he have, you know, any say in this? The guy they drafted out of Boise last year. We'll have to wait and see. I think that's a guy, though. You know, that's kind of what I'm talking about. You know, at least giving guys a look and sitting down and saying, okay, you know, what's his market? You know, obviously you're not paying $11 million a year for Golden Tate. He's over 30 and you've got, you know, other areas of need and guys you have to bring back. But if you can get him for 2 years and $15 million, I'd be down for that, you know? Like, that's an area you know, would be a great upgrade and a great addition for Dak.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's a little bit more conditional. I think it's more of like, see how you feel about that. At running back, that's kind of where I agree with you most. I think it's tough because even if you do have a competent backup running back, Zeke is someone that we've all lobbied to be more involved in the passing game, which means he has to be on the field on third downs, things like that. I think a guy like Bryce Love, you know, because he's going to be there late because of the year he had, but we also know he has talent. When I say late, I mean
middle round. Third round, maybe fourth round.
Yeah, he's not going fourth overall. So, I mean, yeah, I think if you can get a guy like Bryce Love, I like that move.
Yeah, and you look at all the top offenses for the most part, just look at the ones in the Super Bowl, and granted, certainly didn't look like top offenses in the Super Bowl, but they have backs that can do different things. The Patriots, it's well documented. They've got their runner in Michelle and their receiver in James White. Also, Burkhead can do a combination of both. The Rams, you know, Gurley's kind of like Zeke, where he's the exception, where he's kind of one of the three down backs, but even they found CJ Anderson late this year, who does different things. Chicago, they've got Cohen and Howard. I mean, there's examples throughout the league, and it's there's nothing wrong with Rod Smith. He's just an extreme poor man Zeke. You need to have a guy that when he checks in, he poses a different level of threat, and the Cowboys don't have that right now. And plus, if you're committed to Zeke long term, you know, I'm not saying the usage needs to go down a ton, but you know, maybe it goes down 10%, you know, get a guy in there that can get you 5 or 6 catches a game.
Yeah, because if his usage doesn't go down, the production's going to go down in a couple of years real quick.
Yeah, if you're committed to giving him a second contract, then you need to get a back in here that gets more involved.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, and then look, I think running back is also another thing where you kind of look and feel. Now, where the big question to me on offense is tight end.
Yeah.
What are you going to do there? I mean, do you rest on Blake Jarwin's 3 touchdowns against the Giants and just go, this is our guy? Or what do you do there? I think in the draft, that's where I'm looking to upgrade first and foremost.
Yeah, I think a lot of that will dictate kind of as the, you know, first 40 picks or so in the draft play out, you know, who's sitting there at between picks 40 and 50. Because if there's a guy they really like at 45, maybe that's an area where you go move up. Because I look at this draft for the Cowboys, you don't need a volume of selections here. You need 3 or 4 players in this draft that can contribute next year, because your front 22 are pretty solid for the most part. You're not losing a lot, you know. If anything, you're getting some spots back. You're getting Travis Frederick back, you know. At some point, I'd like them to draft. Maybe you may have to go get a swing tackle, whether that's in free agency or in the draft. You know, maybe they bring back Cam Fleming. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think tight end, I look more in the draft. Jared Cook is available. He's a guy that's intriguing, had a monster year for Oakland. His market might be pretty good.
Yeah, for me, a guy that I'm looking at is Tyler Eifert. If you can get a bargain deal,
1 year, $4 million or something.
Yeah, and I mean, another guy, again, these are not guys where we have to take account. This is not, you don't have a shopping spree here. Max Williams from the Ravens.
Yeah,
another good value pickup there, that if you can get him, you can get him on the low, and at the very least, he can provide you some competition in that room.
See, and it's tricky because I like the tight ends they have, but I don't feel like any of them are NFL starters. You know, like, I think Jarwin is a decent, you know, pass catching, you know, pass situation tight ends. I think Swaim is a solid run blocking tight end, but they don't have a complete tight end.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, you have to go find one, but go upgrade in either one of those areas. Like, if you get Jared Cook, you've got one of the 6 best receiving tight ends in the NFL. If you go draft, you know, one of these tight ends, Irv Smith out of Alabama, Iowa's got a couple of them coming out. They seem to always have tight ends coming out. But, you know, like you're saying, Max Williams is a good pass catcher. I would be intrigued with that as well. I would lean towards draft more at tight end and maybe look running back in free agency, unless it's a guy like Bryce Love. You know, like Tevin Coleman, he's a guy that's available. I'd be interested in him, you know, to being a Zeke's kind of second guy. But, you know, I just think that don't do what you did in 2016 and just be like, okay, well, we finished strong, we'll just we'll just tee it up again with this same group. No, you have to upgrade. Like, you can't just, you're not that good. Like, you're good, but you're not good enough to just expect improvement from within the roster. You need to add as well.
Right. And I mean, I agree with you. And let's look at the defense now real quick. Defensive line, the guy that you have to get is DeMarcus Lawrence. That's who you have to get to a long-term deal done with. It has to happen. Linebacker, we don't even need to touch that.
No.
Skip that. Now you go on to the secondary, and that's where, again,
you sit down with Earl Thomas. I think that's expected. I think we all think that. And again, that's kind of like, he's kind of in that Golden Tate category. If his market is reasonable, you give him a 1 or 2 year deal. If not, you know, you move on. I don't think that's a guy you overpay. I think, you know, I would rather add a piece on offense than overpay for Earl Thomas.
Is there any guy, and I'm talking Landon Collins, Tyrann Mathieu, is there any guy who is up there that you would not overpay, but really open the wallet for? Yeah. Do you think it's worth it to give Landon Collins or Tyrann Mathieu? Tyrann Mathieu, I don't think he's that way. Landon Collins?
The problem with Mathieu is he's a fit guy. Like, you have to almost build around him, you know, and let him float. I don't know if that's what Dallas wants to do here. Collins, you might bend the budget a little more for him. Now, I'm not saying $13 million a year, but maybe 10, 11 maybe. You know, like, I wouldn't mind giving him 2 years and 23 mil, something like that. 3 years, 35 mil, kind of in that $11 million range. But I'm a firm believer that in the modern NFL, you build from the front back. I think you have to get after the quarterback.
I agree.
And that's why I would almost rather try and go find a defensive tackle. You know, Grady Jarrett's a free agent. See what he's probably going to make too much. You may not be able to get him, but the point that Saad Youssef and I, Harrison Graham, are making, and maybe more me than you, is that they have been so committed to building through the draft and not paying in free agency. I don't think they can do that. And I'm not saying they have to do what the Giants did a couple years and give Olivier Vernon $80 million and give Snacks Harrison $50 million and do all that stuff. But that doesn't mean you can make significant upgrades.
But
you
don't have money. That's my thing. Look, you're talking
I'm talking more short term.
Because you're talking about the Rams. You can go get Sue. I mean, go get Sue if you want, right? I mean, you talk about the defense line.
1 year deal, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I'm talking short term deals, because of the reason. Dak's coming up, Zeke's coming up, Cooper's coming up. They'll have to make a decision on Byron Jones. But, you know, they've got $50 million available. If we think, what do we think Lawrence is going to be? 20 of that?
Yeah. And okay. I think, depending on how long term the deal is, how it's structured, it shouldn't be a crazy cap hit, is what I'm thinking. Still is gonna take a lot of money to get him in.
And we also got to factor more money could open up depending on what happens with Sean Lee. I would expect, even if he's back, half of his contract is going to be cut, I would expect. But we will wait and see.